Dot Morris with Mission Network News. Turkey's closing the door to Christian residents, but no one knows why. Adam Smith of Middle East Concern says there's a travel ban on non-Turkish Christian workers.
After many years of residency, they're now being banned from entering the country. Even though lawyers are trying to get official papers giving the reasons why people are facing entry bans, and yet they're not able to do so.
It's putting believers on edge.
It certainly made them feel very insecure. There's no warning that this might happen. It's just when you leave at the airport, you don't know if you're going to be allowed back or not. It's very unsettling for the people.
Find more details in the full report at missionnews.org. And for now, pray believers will know God's peace and pray for lawyers working on their behalf. And is your church looking for ways to be more involved in gospel outreach? E3 Partners is helping congregations across the U.S. ignite a fire for the Great Commission through partnership. Jeff Johnston with E3 Partners says their church partnership programs are very holistic and hands-on.
We have a goal of having a full-on ministry partnership with the church that includes helping them train their congregation for local evangelism, taking people from their congregation on short-term trips with us, and potentially even sending people long-term from their church once they feel called to do that and feel prepared to go.
Learn more about church partnership with E3 Partners and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting by Dr. Ken Canfield. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.